This is the FM Gold channel of All India Radio. In the program News Analysis, now we bring you an interview with the Unique Identification Authority of India, UIDAI CEO, Ajay Bhushan Pandey. The interviewer is Momita Bakshi Chatterjee, journalist.
Sir, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
In view of the recent online reports in social media, could you please explain whether it is possible to actually introduce ghost entries or information into the Aadhaar database?
The way the whole Aadhaar system has been designed, it is very, very hard for any ghost entry or any fake entry to come into the Aadhaar system, because there is a multiple layers of checks. Security layers are there in the Aadhaar system. For example, when you go for Aadhaar enrollment, certain things are verified by the enrollment operator. The enrollment operator also is our certified operator. He is already into our system. His Aadhaar number and his biometrics are already there in our system. So first of all, he logs into his computer or wherever this Aadhaar enrollment is happening. So first he logs with his own biometrics and Aadhaar number. Thereafter, you know, he does his enrollment of a person who has come to him. Now there are certain checks are done so that, you know, we should get the proper entry of that case. So this is only the checks at the front end, but we do the same checks at the back end also. At the back end we do many more checks. So what happens is that, you know, it is a front end system. Because of some mischief or some collusion, if someone tries to inject some ghost packets, some faulty packets, maybe in few cases, you know, they may pass through that layer. But then when the packet reaches the back end, then at that time, you know, all those validation checks are run again. And as I said before, some more checks are also done. And then the packets are not conforming to our quality standards. And if the packets are, you know, doubtful or fraudulent, in those cases the packets get rejected. For example, supposing if a person has already got an Aadhaar number. Now, you know, if he feels that, you know, by enrolling again, you know, he can get the second Aadhaar number. And supposing if he goes for enrollment, because our system works on the offline mode, so he will be successful in enrolling for Aadhaar. But when his biometrics come to the back end, to our server, then we know we match with the biometrics of the entire database, and then we find that his biometrics are already present. So we will reject. So what happens is that he will be only able to deceive the front end system for some time, but this deception cannot carry for long. He is surely caught, and then, you know, his application is rejected. Similarly, if an enrollment operator, if he does some mischief, you know, his mischief gets detected, and once we detect it, we blacklist that operator, which also files prosecutions in such cases.
Yet there have been reports in a section of media that Aadhaar system has been hacked, and that hackers can actually issue Aadhaar cards. Can you clarify how true are these reports?
We have already clarified that this is completely baseless and not true. As I was saying before, there are multiple layers of checks. So some people may be under the impression that, you know, if the front end system they have been able to pass through by doing some manipulation, it doesn't mean that, you know, even at the back end also they will be successful. Because at the back end, again, you know, we run many more checks, including the checks that we do at the front end. And if the packet is found faulty or fraudulent, in such cases we reject that.
So the report also states that the alleged problems actually defeat the purpose of Aadhaar, about reducing corruption, tackling black money, eliminating the frauds and identity theft. Your views?
Such claims are made, this is clearly because of lack of understanding of the whole system. We have given Aadhaar to more than 122 crore people. And 122 crore people, and every day 3 to 4 crore people are accessing various services, either through their fingerprints or the OTP, and getting various services. For example, they are opening bank accounts, they are getting food rations, they are getting SIM card connections, they are getting their pencils. So if on such a large scale, 122 crore people have been given Aadhaar, so far total number of authentications which have happened is 2200 crores. Per day, 3 to 4 crore people are availing various services. On such a large scale, if this has happened, then how justified is the statement that whatever is the incident that they are talking about is impacting the basic Aadhaar project or Aadhaar scheme?
So the report also states that a person can create multiple Aadhaar cards and can siphon off rations, or for that matter benefits of multiple people.
Of course, this is incorrect and completely false, and in fact it is misleading also. Because what is being claimed is that a person can get, you know, more than one ID. Now, first of all, we should understand that Aadhaar is a state-of-art biometric system. This is unparalleled. Here, the Aadhaar number is generated on the basis of all 10 fingerprints, iris and photograph. Now, with this kind of a deduplication, it is very hard for one person to get two Aadhaar numbers. And the very fact that, you know, in this system, during the last 7 years, we have given Aadhaar to more than 122 crore people, and if there were lots of fakes and duplicates and were in the system, sure, you know, a lot of cases would have already been noticed. But till now, we have not come across any genuine case where, you know, a person has got more than one Aadhaar number. Yes, insofar as the child enrollment is concerned, in some cases, people by mistake, they enroll twice, and because we don't take the biometrics, so in such cases, you know, these things would have happened. But so far as the adults are concerned, if they're all 10 fingerprints and iris have been taken, then it is very, very hard for, you know, one person to get more than one Aadhaar. And if any such attempts are made, and if you find that these attempts are intentional, and of course Aadhaar number will not be generated, and in such cases we do take action against the operator, and also the persons, you know, who is deliberately trying to deceive the system and get more than one Aadhaar.
So how do you respond to concerns that India is trying to document its citizens or profile citizens through Aadhaar?
First of all, so far as this Aadhaar program is concerned, basic purpose of this Aadhaar program is to provide identity and also facilitate the persons to use his identity for availing various services. This is what exactly the objective is. So therefore, you know, any such allegation or apprehension that it is something which will be used for profiling and other things is not correct. We have a very, very strong law, Aadhaar Act, which was passed by the Parliament in 2016. And this Aadhaar Act is based on the premise that privacy is a fundamental right. And this Aadhaar Act was passed in 2016 prior to this Supreme Court judgment in 2017 when it held that privacy is a fundamental right. So once the privacy is fundamental right and that principle is accepted in the Aadhaar Act, and also it has been further specified by the Supreme Court in its privacy judgment that privacy is a fundamental right, so therefore use of Aadhaar for any profiling and other things is specifically prohibited. There are specific sections in the Aadhaar Act which prevent and which would prevent anyone from using Aadhaar for any other purpose than for the identification purpose, and not for any collateral and, you know, other purposes, which is not the Aadhaar's main objective.
So the report also claims that national ID database has been opened to private operators for easy onboarding. Is that statement correct?
See, Aadhaar is for the identity. Now, the one person has to prove his identity for availing the various government services. But one also needs to prove his identity for availing any private services. For example, and then today, there are many private services, essential services are being given by the private companies. So now, if a person has to, let's say, go and take a SIM card. Now, if this SIM card requires this person to provide the identity, and if that person has only Aadhaar card, and if he is able to use his Aadhaar card for, you know, getting a SIM card or for availing even the other private services, I see absolutely no problem, because ultimately Aadhaar is an identity given to a person. He can use his identity to avail public as well as the private services. And therefore the concern that this Aadhaar facility has been open to the private operator is not entirely correct. The services can be used from the private as well as the public organizations, and one can use his identity to avail them.
So can you throw some light on the action that has been taken by UIDAI on erring operators? You did talk about the fact that some of the operators have been blacklisted. Could you talk a bit about that?
See, right from 2010 when we started this program, we have a zero tolerance policy towards, you know, any malpractice or any violation of norms, and including the quality norms. So since 2010, we have blacklisted, suspended more than 50,000 operators. Now, total number of operators who have been involved in at one point or the other in the entire Aadhaar ecosystem is more than 5 lakhs. So out of 5 lakhs, because of our stringent quality norms, more than 50,000 operators have been either blacklisted or suspended for certain periods, or many of them have been prosecuted. We have a very stringent quality check system that at the back end, whenever any packet comes, any enrollment application comes, we do a thorough check. And if we find that if a particular operator is deliberately trying to violate the established procedure, then in such cases we take action, and action such as a suspension or cancellation of his certification.
So since Aadhaar has become a standard for verification and authentication of an individual's identity, as a UIDAI CEO, what is your larger message to the public? What are the safeguards they need to keep in mind when they go out?
See, first of all, the people should rest assured that the Aadhaar is safe and secure, and UIDAI will take every possible measures to ensure that Aadhaar remains safe and secure. During the last 7 years, there has not been a single case where somebody has been put to any financial loss because of any attempt to impersonate any person through the Aadhaar system. So the people should have trust in this Aadhaar system, and also if they have any difficulty, they can come back to the UIDAI. UIDAI is always open to the suggestions and the improvement, and the people should use their Aadhaar very, very freely. Another message that I would like to give is that Aadhaar number is a personal sensitive information, and just like they do the due diligence towards their other personal information such as their credit card number or debit card number or passport number or the PAN number, they should use it only for the purpose where it is needed. They should not unnecessarily divulge on the social media the Aadhaar numbers and other personal information.
So Aadhaar has recently said that schools cannot deny admission to students for lack of Aadhaar, and that such denials are considered invalid. Can you elaborate on the issue?
It came to our notice that some of the schools are asking for Aadhaar number from the parents. Now, what the instructions that we have been issued to the schools is that they should admit the child regardless whether the child has Aadhaar or not. And then it is the responsibility of the schools to coordinate with the authorities, which are responsible for making the enrolling the Aadhaar in that area, such as the district collector's office, subdivisional magistrate office or taluka offices, or even the banks and the post offices where the Aadhaar enrollment is happening, and get the child enrolled for Aadhaar. Because it's extremely unfair that the child is being asked to Aadhaar number, and in some cases we read the report in the media that they are being denied admission. So accordingly we had to issue a clarification that if a child comes and if he has an Aadhaar, take his Aadhaar. If he doesn't have Aadhaar number, still you admit the child, and then after admission hold a camp in the school itself and enroll all such children who do not have Aadhaar. We have already written to all the state governments that in a year at least you hold 2 Aadhaar camps in that school or around that school, so that all new children who have come without Aadhaar, they can be enrolled. Or the children, children who already have an Aadhaar and their biometrics need to be updated, their biometrics can be updated. And we are now going to also provide the assistance to the state government so that every taluka, they can have a 2 enrollment machines which can go from school to school, hold camps, and then do Aadhaar enrollment for the school students or update their biometrics if they are needed.
Thank you so much, Dr. Pandey. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
You were listening to an interview with the Unique Identification Authority of India, UIDAI CEO, Ajay Bhushan Pandey. The interviewer was Momita Bakshi Chatterjee. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of All India Radio. This program is also available on the website news.air.nic.in. You may email opinion about this program at airnsdtalks@gmail.com.